Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Love for Lord Krishna is very pure, just like the waters of the Ganges. That love is an ocean of nectar. That pure attachment to Krishna does not conceal any spot, which would appear just like a spot of ink on a white cloth. Purport. Unalloyed love of Krishna is just like a big sheet of white cloth. Absence of attachment is compared to a black spot on that white cloth. Just as the black spot is prominent, so the absence of love of Godhead is prominent on the platform of pure love of Godhead. Om Agyanati Mrandasya Gyanan Jana Shalaka Chakshura Mritamina Tasmai Shri. Love for Lord Krishna is very pure, just like the waters of the Ganges. That love is an ocean of nectar. That pure attachment to Krishna does not conceal any spot which would appear just like a spot of ink on a white cloth. In the Vedic literature, the vast Vedic literature, generally it's described, there are four purusharthas, goals or purposes for the human being. And they are dharma, artha, karma, and moksha. Religiosity. And if we follow dharma or religiosity properly, the natural result is there is artha or economic development. Of course, in this day and age, people are trying to get economic development without religiosity. And as a result, any economic development that comes is very flickering. It's not sustained, and it's very precarious. So we see the economies all over the world are always on the edge because they're not following dharma to reach artha. At best, they're following niti, which doesn't provide a sustained result. But anyway, dharma, religiosity, and artha, economic development. Karma, when we have sufficient resources, then karma, enjoyment of one's senses. It's very hard to enjoy the senses when one is in a poverty-stricken condition. And finally, when one understands that actually through enjoyment of the senses, I will never achieve happiness, then one strives for moksha, liberation from the material world. So this is the general purusharthas, the four purusharthas that are described in the Vedas. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has mercifully told us that there is another purusharta, or as he says, pumartha. Prem pumartha mahan. But far beyond these four, the real goal of the living entities, in particular when we come to the human body, the real goal is to attain prema, Krishna prema, love for Krishna. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared not so long ago and personally tasted this Krishna prema with the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and distributed this prema to whomever was willing to take it. So we know Lord Chaitanya, his manifest pastimes were for 48 years. First 24 years he spent in householder life in Nabadweep on the bank of the Ganges. So these pastimes are described extensively in Chaitanya Bhagavat, and also in Chaitanya Charitamrita in the Adi Lila. And then at the age of 24, much to the dismay of his loving devotees in Navadvip, Lord Chaitanya took sannyas with the idea that in order to spread this Hare Krishna Sankirtan movement amongst all people, including the offenders, that it was necessary for him to take to the sannyas order of life, because simply by being a sannyasi, people in the culture and climate he was living, they would naturally offer him respect. And by offering him respect, all their offenses would be removed and they would be able to take to the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. So for the first six years after taking sannyas, Lord Chaitanya, he travelled extensively throughout India, South India in particular, also went to Vrindavan, preaching the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, converting many to his Sankirtan movement, spreading the holy name of Krishna. Then, for the last 18 years, he remained in Jagannath Puri with his certain confidential associates, relishing the ecstatic transcendental love for Krishna. So here we're in the start of the Madhya Lila, and Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami is giving a synopsis. And in this chapter, he's giving a synopsis of the last 12 years of Lord Chaitanya's manifest pastimes. And in this time, Lord Chaitanya went deeper and deeper into these ecstatic emotions of love for Krishna. Now, this is a very elevated topic, the relishing of the loving pastimes of Krishna and his devotees. Srila Prabhupada explained that Bhagavad Gita is the introduction to spiritual life. By studying Bhagavad Gita, we will learn who we are, who is Krishna, what is our relationship, and we will come to the platform of surrender to Krishna, which is very important. Without that surrender, there's no question of going on to further levels of advancement. After studying Bhagavad Gita and coming to the platform of surrender to Krishna, then we have Srimad Bhagavatam, which begins from the platform of surrender and takes one to the platform of love of God, love of Krishna. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that through Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna instills the mellows of devotion within the heart of the devotees. So this is very important. Therefore, in the very beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, Sudha Goswami stresses the importance of daily hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And if we do so with attachment to hearing from the right source, from the pure devotees, then Krishna himself within our heart cleanses away almost all problems very quickly, and we become established, fixed in devotional service and gradually progress mode of goodness, then pure goodness, and ultimately direct experience and realization of Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is the direct, tangible result of taking shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. It takes us to the platform of love of God, love of Krishna. Then Srila Prabhupada explains, if one is already on the platform of love for Krishna, in order to intensify that love for Krishna, we have Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So it's very much the postgraduate study in Krishna consciousness. Jai Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda, Jai Sri Sri Gaura Nithai, Jai Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman, Hare Krishna. Very much the postgraduate study in Krishna consciousness. How to intensify love for Krishna. So we're hearing Lord Chaitanya with his associates and intimate associates, Swarup Damodar Goswami, Ramananda Roy, hearing constantly about Krishna, going into this madness of separation from Krishna. Because we had learnt early in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that Lord Chaitanya appeared for multiple reasons. We know that Lord Chaitanya appeared because of the calling of Advaitacharya and also the calls of Haridas Thakur, who chanted with the desire to bring the Lord to this world. We know that Lord Chaitanya has an external reason for appearing, to spread the Sankirtan movement, which is the Yuga Dharma. But we know also from his intimate associates that Lord Chaitanya had internal reasons for appearing. To understand the glories of Srimati Radharani's love for him, for Krishna. To understand the wonderful qualities in Krishna that Radharani relishes through her love. And to understand the happiness that she feels when she experiences his love. These three are the internal reasons for Lord Chaitanya's appearance. And during these final pastimes of the Lord, this is what he was entirely absorbed in. Of course, chanting still went on with the Sankirtan, but in the Madhyalila here and in the Antyalila, these descriptions of Lord Chaitanya's internal ecstasies are given. So for someone who is on the platform of love for Krishna, hearing these very much intensifies their love. For the rest of us who are aspiring to come to the platform of Krishna Prema, then it gives us some inkling of what love for Krishna is. Earlier in the CC, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami uses this same analogy of the white cloth without any spot on it when discussing these internal reasons for Lord Chaitanya's appearance. And he's describing how the love of the gopis for Krishna, although it's sometimes referred to as karma, and the word karma means lust, actually the love of the gopis for Krishna has nothing to do with lust. And he describes the difference between karma and prema. Karma being the desire to please myself. Prema being the desire to please Krishna. So prema is devoid, they're diametrically opposed. Prema is devoid of any conception of myself becoming happy. Therefore we know that the pure devotees, those who are in love with Krishna, they don't care for anything for themselves, even up to the platform of liberation. They have no concern. Liberation, not liberation, totally irrelevant to someone who loves Krishna. All they want is to give Krishna pleasure. And whatever situation they should be in that will please Krishna the most, that's what they're happy doing. Lord Chaitanya prays, you know, birth after birth. He doesn't pray, you know, go back to Godhead. This is in Shishastakam. So this is the platform of prema. There's no conception of how do I become happy or getting anything in return for one's service. This is love. In this world, we have a reflection of love. The word love is used, but actually what we're dealing with in this world is karma. It's lust. In relationships, there is a mutual understanding that we will both become happy, or whoever's involved in the relationship will become happy with give and take. I will get happiness, and I will give you some happiness, and together we will both be happy. But actually the goal is my own happiness. If one enters a relationship in this world with this idea that it's just about my happiness and doesn't care anything about anyone else's, then the relationship generally doesn't function very well. So there's some give and take given. But ultimately, everyone's interested in their own happiness. And even when doing things for other people, the goal of that is my own happiness. Oh, I'm such a philanthropist. I'm such a good person. We know that the conditioned consciousness is that I'm the controller and the enjoyer, but we also know that Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita that the peace formula is to understand that Krishna is the controller, Krishna is the enjoyer, and Krishna is the friend of all living entities. So in our conditioned state, sometimes this conditioned consciousness, we also think, I can be the friend of all living entities. I can help people. People will see me as being a great person. So because of this pollution of karma, lust, the desire to selfishly enjoy, all the activities in this world are tainted. And even so-called noble, philanthropic, you know, generous activities, they're all tainted with this desire that I can be the friend, I will enjoy by making others happy. But love for Krishna is of a completely different nature. There's absolutely no conception of getting something for oneself in return for this service to Krishna. It's simply about Krishna's pleasure. Yet, the devotees in love for Krishna experience the greatest happiness. And Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, early in the Adi Leela, analyzes this. This seems like a contradiction. It's prema. It's not karma. It's prema. So they have no desire for any personal happiness. Yet, the happiness they experience, and particularly he's referring to the gopis, is greater than anything else, incomparable. And his conclusion is that their happiness lies only in the happiness of Krishna. And when they see that their service has pleased Krishna and he's happy, they become happy. And their happiness makes Krishna even happier, which makes them even happier, which makes Krishna, etc., etc. And Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, in this way a competition goes on in which no one acknowledges defeat. This is spiritual life. This is the ultimate aspect, the pinnacle of spiritual life. It's an ever-increasing ocean of transcendental bliss, yet the devotees, they're not trying to taste the bliss. They're trying to give Krishna bliss. So sometimes it's seen that devotees in their service, in love with Krishna, the ecstasies or the ecstatic emotions that naturally come interfere with their service. And at that time, the devotees curse the ecstasies. Two examples are given, Srimati Radharani and also Daruka. So Daruka was fanning Krishna. I believe it was Daruka, fanning Krishna, and started to experience ecstatic symptoms. And different ecstatic symptoms are there. Sometimes the limbs become stunned, or sometimes they're quivering and trembling. So because of these ecstatic emotions, he was unable to keep fanning. So he wasn't happy about this, because his fanning is what he's doing to please Krishna. And the happiness he's receiving is blocking his ability to fan, so he's not happy that he's happy. This is inconceivable. So Lord Chaitanya here is saying that when someone is on this platform of love for Krishna, it is like a pure white cloth, spotlessly clean. And on that platform, if there's any lack of attachment, and it says here, absence of attachment is compared to a black spot on that white cloth. Now, often when we hear about attachment, it's in the context of attachment in this world. We're attached to, you know, various conceptions of ourselves. We're attached to various sense objects. These are material attachments. But what's being referred to here is attachment to Krishna. Attachment for us is natural. Desires are natural. These things can never be stopped. The process of Krishna consciousness teaches us how to transfer our attachments and our desires from the material platform to Krishna. And it's very natural. So on this platform of love, any lack of attachment for Krishna is very obvious. Therefore, it's compared to a black spot on a pure white cloth. We have a nice white cloth. It looks great, but if there's just a black spot on it, it ruins it. Doesn't look good. And it stands out. The contrast, it is very, very obvious when there's a black spot on white cloth. Similarly, on the platform of loving exchanges of Krishna with his devotees, any lack of attachment for Krishna or love for Krishna is very obvious. So this is what Lord Chaitanya is explaining here to his intimate associates. In this, these verses are Lord Chaitanya's lamentation that he is seeing himself as devoid of real love for Krishna. Of course, we know this isn't true. But in these deep ecstasies of Krishna Prem, even higher than Krishna Prem, Lord Chaitanya is experiencing. Krishna Prem is the platform upon which the living entity is perfectly connected with Krishna in loving devotional service. So that's considered our prayojana. That's our goal. But there's levels of advancement that are higher than Prem. So this is Lord Chaitanya's experiencing these very, very high, the highest. So just as Srimati Radharani was sometimes maddened in the ecstasy of separation from Krishna and spoke in ways that made her look like a transcendental madman, mad person. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya was manifesting the same ecstasies. So to the non-devotee, this sort of description would be completely bewildering. To those in love with Krishna, it's nourishing and expanding their love. And for us who are aspiring to love Krishna, we can simply appreciate the greatness of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That he's showing by his personal example what is love for Krishna. And he's so kindly distributing that same love to anybody who is willing to take it. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratushe Namaha. The Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most magnanimous, the most munificent, because he is freely giving what no one else has ever given before. The pure love of Sri Krishna. There's no other way for us to get it. He doesn't consider who is qualified and who is not qualified. He is simply freely giving. So the fortune that we have to be under the shelter of the lotus feet of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada in Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement is inestimable. Inestimable. We should be very clear in our own understanding that I'm not in this Krishna consciousness movement because of some activity that I've done to qualify myself. But I am here simply because of the causeless mercy of the most merciful Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And to show my gratitude, somehow, how can I help Lord Chaitanya spread his Sankirtan movement? And the activities of spreading the Sankirtan movement and the internal development of love for Krishna go together very well. So I would like to stop there. If anyone has any questions or comments, Hare Krishna.